I'm Dave Anthony.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio. Radio.
About to commence.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio at KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and the Bot. 7:05 in the morning, October the 25th. Good morning. Hey, our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and the chat pack is up already. I thought I'd, you know, start to join it, and it's already running like crazy in there. Good morning, Sun Gold and Angel, Indie Guy. Wow, everybody's in there already. Gosh, good day today, except for one thing. Melinda is on assignment, but she'll be back tomorrow morning. But we have Bad Bob here. Bad Bob, good morning.
Greetings, good morning, and all that good stuff. Beautiful morning this morning, and I don't know if people got a chance to look. There's a little tiny sliver of a crescent moon showing, so definitely kind of a heading up towards a kind of a harvest moon, I think, in 2 weeks.
Yeah. Well, today we're having Mike Frank on from Boot Camp Entrepreneurs, or Entrepreneur Boot Camp. And then Pete Stiglitz. Colonel Pete's going to be on today to talk about why he's running for office and what he plans on bringing to the table with this. And we have a number of other things we're going to be talking about today. Fundraisers, but also, you know, good things that's happening in the news, but also those that are just, you know, reality. And what can we, you know, how we're going to talk about it. And it was going to include... it looks like the private sector is picking up, but the government sector is shedding jobs like crazy, which is, I guess, in one way is good unless you're one of those people. But before we get into that, we're going to start that after the after our first break here. But we want to talk about the weather. What's the weather today, Bad Bob?
Well, it looks like pretty much a carbon copy of yesterday. Sunny, a high near 72. Tonight's low near 47, and cooling off a little tomorrow, a high near 70. Right now we're showing 60 degrees downtown. And, of course, this report brought to you by our friends at Anselmo Vineyards.
Yeah, 474-5546 at Anselmo's. And they're having, and Rick Hill is going to be up there. This is going to be the last music session for the rest of the year. So, and Rick's playing the guitar. And who knows what other kind of little surprises will be going on up there. But the way you get there is head on up towards Jingletown past Palisadro, just a quick drive. Like I said, make reservations for the music room. It is going to be filled up, I can promise you, as the last music show of the season. 474-5546. Say you want to be in the music room where Rick Hill is. All right. The one of the things that have happened is Netflix. I don't know how many of you have had Netflix. You know, Netflix offers DVDs. For the first time, you could just say, "Oh, I, you know, I want this DVD," and literally the next day it's there. You know, you join the club. They also allowed you to do streaming. Blockbuster years ago had a chance to do this and turned it down, and of course, Blockbuster got into severe problems. Well, Netflix took it over. Now there's other ones that are doing it too, but Netflix, you could literally get a DVD the next day from ordering, and like I said, you had instant movies via your computer that you can play in your TV set. Now they weren't the same. You didn't have the same assortment and variety that you did if you just had them mailed to you, but it was still a good deal. And then Netflix, in their infinite wisdom, decided to try to combine both of them and raise the price dramatically. So what's happened?
Well, Netflix has done a number of missteps. The Quickster spinoff attempt fell flat. They have lost 800,000 subscribers in the last quarter when they were expecting a huge growth. Part of the problem, and Netflix is finally admitting this, is the licensing of the movies. The major studios are lining themselves up behind various services. HBO has captured several of the major studios' releases. And while Netflix can service the DVDs, the streaming rights, the broadcast on demand rights have been snapped up by companies with bigger pockets.
And the so their stock has gone down like 26%. And I have Netflix, but I was having problems getting online, and I called them yesterday. And I was talking to the young lady that was working there about, you know, customer service. And she says, you know, we have to rely on customer service because everything, all the other wheels are coming off. And I thought that was really funny, you know. But, you know, any, but she gave the NATO phonetic, you know, when you're giving, you know, numbers. And instead of, she says, instead of Apple, she went Alpha Romeo, you know. I said, were you in service? She goes, no, but Dad was. Anyway, Netflix, how do you take a very successful company? And it was more than that, though. It wasn't just changing those things. It's the way they did it. Then they changed it back. And then they changed it again. I mean, whoever was running this whole show deserves a stick in the eye or a thump, you know, a thunk on the head and say, hey, look, this is how you do it to ruin things. This is not how you do it to keep customers.
This is what makes stockholders very, very nervous.
And speaking of stockholders, we're going to go to Josh Wiley from Wells Fargo, and he's going to give us the market minute. Josh, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Well, stock futures were pointing to a lower open. Pre-market action reversed course after disappointing earnings released by Bellwether's 3M and UPS. Currently, the Dow's down 113 points at 11,800, while the NASDAQ is down 29 at 2,670, and the S&P 500 is down 14 at 1,239. Oil is up $2.37 this morning at $93.64, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.23%. Gold's up $3.61 this morning at $1,655, while silver is down 13 cents at $31.55. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, 3M's down $4 at $78.12, AT&T's down 48 cents at $28.40, and Bank of America is down 14 cents at $6.57. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, thanks, Josh. You know, we have the Wells Fargo Minute, the Market Minute, at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 in the morning, and then again in the afternoon. This is Carl and the Bot, 7:12 in the morning. We're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, let's start talking about what's going on in the community and our nation.
It's not how many hours they put in, it's how they put in the hours. It's not just how well they know their clients, it's how well they know your case. It's not just years of experience or a reputation, it's about results. Results you can expect with knowledge of the law, community recognition, and assertive representation you can count on. The Law Office of Lucky Jesrani. Call today, 241-3350, 241-3350.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Linda and Carl Bott and Bad Bob doing this. 7:13 in the morning. Hey, do you ever watch Dancing with the Stars? Okay, I have to admit it. I do watch Dancing with the Stars. Do you ever watch that, Bad Bob? Tell me the truth. Come on. No, okay, that's all it takes. It's just an answer. It's not a story, okay? I tell the stories. No, I'm just kidding. Chaz Bono. Why is he still on the show? I mean, I just don't believe it. I mean, you've got some just truly gifted people out there. And by the way, I can say this. You know, I've never, you know, Bad Bobby, how you can just vote all the time on the people that are in Dancing. I did it. I did. I voted. I voted for that Army veteran.
You're in the vortex.
His name is J.R. He was wounded in Iraq and literally had his face burnt half off with the ear. His ear's gone, scars all over his face. But man, what a dynamic personality. He became an actor on one of the soaps, and now he's on this show. And I tell you what, he is just a star out there. And, you know, how can you not vote for a veteran? I mean, they actually, you know, they have a veteran on there. They're covering the whole gamut. They've got transsexuals, they've got gays, they have straights, they have athletes, and they have wounded veterans on Dancing with the Stars. If that, you know, but for some reason, it kind of works, kind of. Anyway, Dancing with the Stars. Bad news, Prime 11 Cinemas. Down in Anderson, looks like they've shut down. This was a good movie theater, and they did things for the community. They sponsored a lot of things for the community. They had they also had Veterans Days down there on Tuesdays. Veterans could get a deal. Just the people that run it, you know, they still have theaters, I believe, in Weaverville and Red Bluff. But you know, they were a class act down there when it came to the people working there and, you know, the cleanliness of it and everything. So you hate to see something like that happen, to see another business close down there. But that too, in today's economy, you know, you like to hear the stories of you know, businesses starting and getting ahead, and which leads us to our next guest, really, Glenn Schaefer.
Good morning, Carl.
Good morning. And he's talking about something that's going on out at Simpson University for seniors.
Yes. Last year we began something called Simpson University for Seniors. These are courses that are designed primarily for fun and education, but they are not for credit. They are for people 50 years or older. This year, we are offering 14 different courses. The two that are for November might be of real interest to your people. The first one is From Sling Stones to Atomic Bombs, and the presenter is Major Kurt Walling, who serves on the faculty as the director of the ROTC program.
And that's the first class you're having down there?
No, we have had courses in September and October. And in September, we had almost 40 people who took the two courses.
Oh, great. Now, this is, it's not for credit.
It's not for credit.
Open to the public.
Open to the public. Monday, Wednesday, Friday from 10:20 to 11:20.
Okay.
The other course for November is Jesus, the Master Storyteller. Jim Voss is a graduate of Simpson about 40 years ago. He recently came back to the North State. He and his wife are directors of Gatehouse Ministries.
Okay. And I know that you get a lot of people that really enjoy this. And like it says, history, literature, geography, music, and art. Other classes you've had out there that have been successful. I know you've had different types.
Yeah, the ones for January that have been very successful. Pete Peterson's going to be dealing with writing this January. It's writing for children. Last year he taught one entitled "Telling Your Personal Story," and there were almost 30 people who took that course.
Is that Pete Peterson, the lawyer?
No, not Pete Peterson, the lawyer. This man worked at Shasta College until he retired, I think, about 10 years ago.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay, different guy.
Different guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was going to say the Pete Peterson I know, writing for children. That didn't sound like him.
Yeah.
Other courses you've had. I know that every time you come on, there's just a unique way of for seniors to take some courses and, again, keep active and keep their minds active.
Our goal has always been to find people with passion people who are interested in that particular subject and match the two. One that is really going over well this month is by Nancy Goddess, who is a lawyer here in town, and she has offered the course, The Essentials of Elder Law.
Oh, okay. The Essentials of Elder Law.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, we've been getting a lot of news items and guests in here that have, you know, that the elders or seniors gets into the, you know, there gets more and more into what they're doing. I guess as the population ages here,
mm-hmm.
It may be aging, but it's not going quietly
right
into the
right.
night. I mean, right. you know, so... any classes like that should be well received, I believe. Mm-hmm.
We have several others. One is going to be on astronomy. This is in March. Another one on fire and ice. This is an overview of the geography and physical, or the geography and physical geology of Northern California. Charles Dickens will be front and center in April. Another course is on, it's entitled, curiously enough, Catching Lightning in a Bottle. This is Christian Faith and Practice in American History. So our goal is to have as many courses in as very many areas as possible with people that we can find here in the North State who have a passion about something.
Okay. Now, how do people sign up for this, Glenn?
People can sign up. They can go online, or they can register over at Simpson. If they want to register online, they go to simpsonu.edu/senior school. And they, if they do that, they can pay by credit card. Otherwise, they can come to the college and register.
Is there a phone number for them to call?
Yes. My phone number at Simpson is 226-4146.
Okay, and the important question is, for seniors, what's the age for this? Do you have a minimum?
We have a minimum age of 50. It's the same as AARP, but we tell people, there have been a few people of the more than 200 who came last year. We don't check your ID at the door, so if you are almost that age, our goal is to deal with older adults, but if somebody really finds this interesting or a challenge, we would certainly invite them as well.
Is there a cost to this?
Yes, there is. We pay all of our presenters, and therefore we need to have a cost. For the 10 sessions, it's $95 for the month.
Okay, so $95 for 10 sessions. All right, Glenn Schaefer from Simpson University. It's a classes for seniors, with interactive, lifelong learning in the university setting. And one more time with the phone number.
Telephone number 226-4146.
And the first one starts, or this one starts?
This next one starts of November the 2nd.
November the 2nd. So you have a few days to sign up for it. Okay, Glenn, hey, thank you so much for coming in.
Well, thank you, Carl. Say hi to Linda.
I'll do that. Okay, Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. 7:22 in the morning. It's 60 degrees downtown on October the 25th. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Hi, this is Colonel Pete speaking on behalf of the Shasta Country Military Officers Association. MOA is the nation's largest association of military officers, dedicated to a strong national defense and to protecting the benefits of those who have served. Join us for lunch at our monthly second Monday meeting at noon at the Country Waffle in Reading. For more information, go to ShastaMOAA.com. Shasta Country MOA, serving those who serve their country.
Human success is produced not so much by great pieces of good fortune that seldom happen, as by little advantages that occur every day. Ben Franklin was a wise man. Great wisdom cannot be ignored. Five Star Bank wants to be your hardworking partner in success. In today's changing landscape, Five Star Bank understands that emerging businesses need those little advantages on a daily basis. Five Star Bank knows that businesses need to create new markets and established businesses need to stay competitive. Whether you're looking for a banking partner to help you build your business, your real estate portfolio, or tackle that addition on your home, look to Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank is ready to partner with you to acquire, develop, and finance property. Yes, good things can happen. Smart people doing good business. Visit us 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call us at 223-6652. On the web at FiveStarBank.com. FiveStar Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl on the bot. Linda's on assignment, 7:25 in the morning, October the 25th, 60 degrees downtown. 530-605-4567. Give us a call, or we're streaming and chatting at KCNR1460.com. Chat room's going for it. I guess there's bears out there someplace.
Oh, my.
Oh, my. Hey, let's talk about two things. Government job loss. It talks about how the private sector has added 1.6 million jobs. Great. But at the same time, state and county governments, city governments, have shed over 500,000 jobs since 2007, which is not hard to understand considering the fact that those jobs and those salaries are paid by taxes, and we're in the worst recession we've been in since the Depression. So it's kind of easy to understand that. The fact that 1.6 million jobs have grown is good news, but it still keeps the unemployment at 9.1. But I don't believe 9.1. I don't think anybody in their right mind believes it's 9.1. When you look at people that have quit working, quit looking for work, people are underemployed, people are working two jobs, all those things, you know what it is. It's well over 10%, just like it is here in Shasta County. It's 20-something percent. But the good news is at least some of the jobs, unless you're a government worker, then it's not good, but at least they're starting to be shed. Bad Bob, you're just like dancing over there. What do you got?
You remember that largely promoted small business loan package? About $30 billion came out about 6 months ago.
Yeah.
It's dying a quiet death. Less than 10% of the funds were ever dispersed to the banks in the first place.
I saw that.
And most of the banks used the money to pay off their TARP fees.
And again,
a percent made it to business.
Again. Here's billions of dollars given to these big organizations, the ones that cannot fail, by the Obama administration with no strings on it, no way of tracking it. As they said, it's kind of like an omelet. It all goes into the hopper. Well, hello, what about the people that were supposed to be helped? How come so many people are losing their homes? How come disabled veterans are forced out of their homes because they, because their home's upside down, they got an adjustable, and now they can't pay it? What's the story on that? And then you can't refinance it because why? The house isn't worth what it was before. You know, you start talking about the Occupy Wall Street and you Occupy Reading and all these things. There are things that the Obama administration has done which are just damn near criminal. And the way they've handled things are not oversought. And so when you look at these guys are up, I don't agree with all these things they're saying. You're like, oh, it's the military and the police are keeping us from having freedom of speech. Oh, everybody should get a free college degree. And if you've got student loans, they should just be forgiven. And all this other, you read this claptrap and the Marxist way they have of doing things. If you look at a couple of the YouTubes that are just astounding. I mean, we ought to, you know what? Let's find that one YouTuber. They're all repeating after each other. Let's put that on the website so people can see it. It is hilarious, but scary.
Yeah, well, look at the mess that Greece and Italy are in right this moment.
We are headed for that unless we take charge of what's happening here. And you know what? At some point, the people that are paying the taxes, that 50% that are paying the taxes, are going to take a look over there and say, wait a minute, why are these guys across the street getting government money, sitting there all day with their cell phones, smoking their cigarettes, listening to their music, and I'm paying for this? Where? There's something wrong with this. They've made a lifestyle choice there where they've been on drugs and they burnt their brains out, yet I'm taking care of them the rest of their lives. Where did you hear that was right? Where can you stop that? Where does it stop? Does it stop at the city level? Does it stop at the county level? Does it stop at the state level? Or does it have to stop at the federal level? I think we need to take stands and stop these. We need to take a good look at who we're giving money to from our taxes, from the people that are building and achieving. And all of a sudden, they're the enemy.
Yeah, success is being vilified, and I don't understand that. Because where's the fuel for the economy?
When did $250,000 a couple that worked their whole lives to get to that level in their 60s, all of a sudden they're the enemy? Well, thank you. Thank you for defining who's rich and who is the gifted ones in the economy there, Mr. President. Have you ever run a business? Besides the United States.
From the Fox Business Network, news from Europe is taking a negative toll on the markets here in the United States. The Dow Jones Newswire and Wall Street Journal both report that the finance minister's meeting scheduled for Wednesday to detail the Eurozone bailout has been canceled. Some weaker than expected earnings, including 3M and Netflix, are also weighing heavily on the Dow. Just before 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow was down triple digits, 108 points. Home prices rose in August, marking the fifth straight month of gains, according to the latest Case-Shiller report. Prices for the 20-city index increased by 0.2%. 10 of the major cities tracked posted gains, with Washington, Chicago, and Detroit leading the way. But compared to a year ago, prices are down 3.8%. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Adam Shapiro.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/Flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/Flex.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Make Wind River Casino your Monday Night Football headquarters. You don't want to miss the game. We know that. And that's why we gave you the best of both worlds with our overtime sports bar and lounge. Every Monday, come on down for some action-packed gaming excitement where you can win a pair of Oakland Raiders or San Francisco 49ers tickets. Nowhere else in town offers this. While you're here, swipe to win and play to win entries into our grand prize drawing. A table of 10 to our signature big game event, the ultimate tailgate party. Plus, hot seat drawing for free slot play. It's a win-win situation. Up for some beers and bites? Drink and appetizer specials. Catch your favorite team on 5 screens in the all-new Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge. Only at Wind River Casino can you fit all this hard-hitting game action into one package. For more information, log on to WindRiver.com, or better yet, come on down and join us for your greatest gaming experience ever at Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge inside Wind River Casino, your Monday Night Football gaming headquarters. Check us out on Facebook, Monday Night Football at Overtime Sports Bar.
It is August in Oklahoma, and a father has gone missing. A marriage has come undone. A romance has been brewing. A lie has been uncovered. And a hell of a family reunion is about to begin. The Pulitzer Prize and Tony Award-winning play, August, Osage County, now playing through October 29th at Shasta College. Showtime 7:30 this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Tickets $8, available at the door or online at shastacollege.edu. Mature language and content.
Got expired or unwanted prescription drugs? If so, bring your unused or expired prescription medications to the Sears parking lot at the Mount Shasta Mall on Saturday, October 29th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. This is a safe way for you to dispose of unused or expired medications. That's Saturday, October 29th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the Sears parking lot of the Mount Shasta Mall. For more information on the disposal of unused or expired medications, call 245-6858, 245-6858, or log on to DEA.gov.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda, 7:35 in the morning, October the 25th, 60 degrees out there. Weather always brought to you in Selma's. This is the last weekend they have their music. So give them a call, 474-5546, and make reservations. Rick Hill will be playing, and who knows what other kind of little surprises will be going on out there this weekend. Ask for the music room. It's going to be full, so call now. Our guest for this segment is Mike Frank. Mike Frank is much more than just a entrepreneur. He helps people. He's here. He puts on a help for young entrepreneurs called the Entrepreneur Boot Camp. Puts on, I guess it's a workshop. I guess you could say, Mike.
Yeah, thank you for having me on this morning.
Well, good morning. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm relatively new to the North State. Spent most of my adult life in California, but mostly Southern California. I've got a fairly extensive business background in very large organizations and entrepreneur startups. I've worked for very big organizations such as PepsiCo, which owned Pepsi, Frito-Lay, and Taco Bell, Pizza Hut, and KFC, and we had about 500,000 employees at that company. And then
I guess you could say that's a little bit larger than a small business, but you know, I guess it works.
Right, but I learned a lot about how to get a business up and going through those experiences. But I also worked for Walt Disney down in Hollywood. And then over the past several years, I've been involved in a number of startups. Probably the most successful one was I'm a founder of Level 3 Communications, which is a internet backbone company, so that most of the traffic on the internet runs on our backbone. We have fiber switches, routers in the ground. And then since then, I've just started a whole series of new little companies, and that kind of led me to what I'm doing up here in Reading.
Well, I tell you, that obviously you can talk the talk and walk the walk at the same time. And what you're trying to do is you want people to be successful in business. I guess that's the bottom line.
Yeah, that's really it. When we came to Reading a couple of years ago, what brought us here was my wife really wanted to go to the Bethel School of Ministry. And I wasn't sure what I was going to do when I came to town. I've had a consulting business for some time where I help small business owners. And as I got to, you know, understand the community better and see what the bright spots were and kind of the low points were, I really got focused on why is our unemployment so high here and why are we in an area where there's so much, you know, poverty with people losing their homes and our median income was lower than a lot of places in the state of California. Really started looking at why is that the way it is. And kind of what I discovered was that we're not really a hotbed for entrepreneurs to start up their companies here.
And why would you say that?
Well, I think it's
not that I disagree, but what are your reasons for it? Yeah, I mean, you come from this.
You know, I don't know all the historical stuff. I've asked a lot of people in the process of kind of putting this together. But I think that having lost the lumber industry when we lost it, and there's been a real flight of manufacturing jobs away from California, and I think we were very heavily dependent upon the construction industry up here. And so I think when all those things kind of started to go away, I think we weren't really left with a culture and environment that was conducive to startups wanting to be here.
And I'll tell you something, sir, also, is that right now they're doing things with the water so that, you know, we have the good possibility of being able to lose our ranching and agriculture up into the north. And, you know, the gold dredging, which doesn't seem like a lot, but that was millions of dollars worth of business gone. You know, it's just the things that keep happening up here in the North State. It seems like every time you take a step forward, something else, another government imposition comes on and pushes you back a little bit.
Yeah, Sacramento hasn't helped our situation
much at all.
And, you know, I know that people like the EDC and Mark LaSalle and those guys are trying to bring new companies to town, but California is a tough place to do business in general, and then our community is probably even tougher. So that the one statistic I read was that California is the 48th worst state to do business in. And so
You mean there's actually two states that are worse?
I guess so. I'm not sure which of those two are. They must be Alaska and Hawaii,
I don't know.
Transportation issues. But
well, let me ask you one more question. You just said something. You said California is tough enough as it is, but then Redding. Is there something about Redding that makes it a little bit tougher?
Well, I think that what's happened is that, you know, we've had some regulations, both at the city and the county level, that have made it difficult. And I know a lot of our politicians are trying to address that right now. So that's a help. But it, in some ways, it's kind of too late right now because we don't have, you know, a real core of a hotbed or a garden, if you will, of as a place where new businesses can start up here.
Okay, that's a good place to take a break. When we come back, let's talk a little bit about that. Carl Lindebot, our guest is Mike Frank, who puts on these entrepreneur boot camps and has one really vision in mind is to make Redding a hotbed of entrepreneurship. 7:40 in the morning, 60 degrees outside. This is Free Fire Radio.
Looking for natural remedies for your health problems, look no further. East Earth Tradewinds, Redding's most complete herb store, has hundreds of Chinese herbs, books, essential oils, and more. You can also make appointments for acupuncture treatment or oriental therapeutic massage. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Visit us at 144 Hartnell Avenue in the south end of the Raley's Cobblestone Shopping Center. That's East Earth Tradewinds, 144 Hartnell Avenue in Redding.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Spring Water Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Spring Water is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Spring Water, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Spring Water today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Spring Water. Naturally the best.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindebot. Lynn's on assignment this morning, 7:42, October the 25th. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, Espresso Joe's Greatest Coffee. They're fixed by the TMB cuties, and also you can buy any type of coffee maker or coffee bean that you want, and of course the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Tobacco and Brew Joe and Shelley support our community. They support the veterans. Veterans get discounts down there. They also support other great, great community events that come along. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Our guest today is Mike Frank, and Mike has worked for the big companies.
You're listening to Fox News.
And we're not listening to Fox News. That's just what it sounded like there. Mike Frank has worked for some of the largest companies in the United States, is living here in Redding now, has been here for the last couple of years, and wants to help the business climate and the entrepreneurs. And by this, he has started workshops called the Entrepreneurs Boot Camp. But one of the things we just talked about during the break, which was, you know, which is somewhat serious, is jobs moving, the amount of jobs available, and people not having the job, the ability to stay here and with the job. So people are going to start migrating all over the world. Is this what you're seeing?
Yeah. The Gallup organization, which is the big pollster organization, just came out with a new book that their chairman wrote, which talked about the importance of how to make sure your city is well-positioned for the coming job wars. And the job wars are really about where are the jobs going to be created and where are certain cities going to thrive and have economic prosperity. And if we aren't positioning our city to be one of those hubs where jobs are created and where entrepreneurs want to live, we're going to miss out on where the jobs are created. And in some ways, it's a prediction of a slow death for a community if you're not actively in the hunt for entrepreneurs.
Well, what is the one thing that Redding could do to put themselves back into the hunt? Or, I mean, it's probably more than one, but one big thing.
Well, yeah, it is hard to pinpoint just one thing. But I think what the biggest thing we have to do is make job creation priority one. I know there are a lot of other competing priorities, but creating jobs has got to be the biggest thing we can do. And I'm going to quote that same Gallup book. What they said was, the biggest need for humanity, and this would apply here at Ready too, is not peace, it's not hunger, it's not threat of terrorism, it's not lack of education, it's not all the things we've traditionally thought the number one issue is. The number one issue is people have to have jobs. They have to have a livelihood. They have to have a way to make a living. And if they have that, then they're engaged in the community, and a lot of the other problems that the community has gets fixed because people are engaged. But when they're not engaged, you end up with a community that kind of starts to move backwards.
I agree 100%. Because if you have jobs, then you have taxes.
Yeah.
If you have taxes, that means you've got public safety and infrastructure.
Yeah.
You've got people, like you say, that are engaged, and people that are working are usually happy.
Yeah.
And, I mean, they may not like their job specifically, but they're happy in the sense that they're achieving something.
And
so,
they're healthier, and they give to charities.
The whole community gets healthy.
They do.
So, again, if there's one thing, Reading could do. You're the man here on this. What could the Reading community, the community leaders, and not just Reading, but Anderson, North State, what could they do?
You know what? Everybody's looking for the government for the solution, and government isn't going to be the solution on this one. They really don't create jobs, and they really, you know, they help foster an environment. So let's just put that aside for a second, that it's really not the mayor or the city council or our representatives in Sacramento that are going to be the fix on this thing. It's really, I went to New Orleans last year, and they had a serious problem after the Hurricane Katrina and the flooding that occurred. And when the city tried to rebuild itself, it was the government that kind of got in the way. So what ended up happening there was a group of business guys, and they formed a little organization called Friends of New Orleans. And these were very influential business people in the city. And they were the ones that helped New Orleans come back. They were the ones, promoting New Orleans. They were the ones who were creating innovation centers and encouraging the entrepreneurs. So after that visit to New Orleans, I came back here and I said, why can't the business community be that kind of a catalyst for what we need done here? So that's what we've done. I've gathered around me and a few other key leaders a bunch of business people that really care about our business environment here. And so what we've done, we've started the boot camps, but we've also started something that we call the monthly mixers, where we try to get young people and experienced entrepreneurs together, have a drink, talk about what it takes to be successful. And then the third thing we're doing is we're putting together what we call an angel investment fund. These are some of the city fathers that that maybe have some funds available to help startups get going. And then we're also doing something that we call a coach or mentor training, so that these young people have somebody they can rely on. So the biggest issue for startups is, you know, one, they don't have money. Two, they don't have a mentor or a guide to help them through the obstacles they're going to be facing. And three, they just feel like, you know, there's nobody supportive out there and there's no safety net for them. And without that, they just don't have the confidence. So we're really going after what are the obstacles. And we're inviting as many, and it's not just young people, but it's primarily young people. They seem to want to take the risk. More than older
people.
That's
where our future is. We've had the 2030 Club on. We've had Young Entrepreneur Week.
Okay.
And here that we were very happy with that, Young Entrepreneur Week. And we've got some plans here at the station here for the near future on some of these. But you're absolutely right. And it is the young people. You know, my idea was, look at all these empty storefronts we have here. Yeah. Let's go over to Chico State and you get 25 graduates with good ideas. Put them in the storefronts, pay their electricity for a year, as long as they're not growing marijuana or something, and give them a shot. What if three or four of them make it?
Yeah.
Make it big.
Yeah, but you know what? We don't actually even have to go to Chico, although that's a great idea.
I'm just
idea.
Saying that it's just somebody that's, you right. know, a university.
Here's what's happening. I don't know if everybody's totally aware of this. We have a lot of native talent right here that, if they're just given the opportunity, are going to rise to the occasion and start their business. But we also have a real unique gift. And the gift is that because of Bethel, because of Simpson, we have about 1,200 to 1,400 new people coming into this market every year. They're smart.
That's right.
And many of them are already have been a part of organizations and have their degree behind them. For example, my wife and I moved here. My wife wanted to go to school. She's not atypical of a student that comes here to go to school at Bethel. A lot of them are over 25, have some or all their college education, and they've worked for, you know, professional organizations before. So we have a chance here if we can harness all this talent and get it directed in the right direction and really encourage those people to try the business that they've always had in their heart, that we think that we can help them be successful here.
I think you're right. I think we just have to do is get these people identify what you're doing and do this. You know, you need financial backing in some cases. You need, you know, a mentor. That's the big thing is, to, you know, hey, look, this is the way you do this. This is how you work your way through all these rules and regulations.
That gives them confidence.
Absolutely. And then being able to meet with other entrepreneurs to say, hey, look, this is what we're doing, this is working, and all
right.
This.
So the big issue here is we're trying to create this environment or this culture of, you know, this is a place, if you're a young entrepreneur, this is the place where you want to build it.
Yeah.
We have good access to the internet. We've got a great quality of life up here. What we've been missing is kind of this infrastructure support here. And the reason we chose to do boot camps, if you think about it in the military term, is a very condensed, intense training. And that's what we do at the boot camps. A lot of the entrepreneurs don't want to go back to school and get a four-year degree or to, you know, continue their education for 12, 18 months or any period like that. They want to get started now.
So they're
boot
hot.
Camp, the boot camp is an intense 3 days. Here's what's unique about that nobody else has.
Well, I tell you what, let's just hold that one, because that's going to keep people back coming in, because we have to take a quick break. Mike Frank, Entrepreneur Boot Camp. This gentleman and his friends have formed a group here to provide a network, provide that first layer of getting our entrepreneurs into work and becoming a success. And that's very exciting. Carl Linda Bott, 7:51 in the morning. This is Free Fire Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Is proud to announce their new state-of-the-art comfort and design center at 5213 Industrial Way in Anderson. Integrity and Linux would like to say thanks to the North Valley for your continued business and referrals. The cold weather months are upon us, and it's time to call Integrity, your local premier Linux dealer. No one ever thinks a problem will happen with their heating system, but like Integrity Heating and Air and Linux have always said, it takes more than just a good system to get it right. Having regular maintenance performed on your system will reduce energy costs and prevent the possibility of future problems. For over 10 years now, the North Valley has been counting on Integrity Heating and Air and Linux. With an 82% referral rating, Integrity, your local premier Linux dealer, is one of the most trusted names in the industry. It's all about outstanding customer service with quality personnel. To make sure all your comfort needs and expectations are satisfied, call Integrity Heating and Air, your local premier Linux dealer today, for a free estimate and rebate information. That's 365-9100. That's 365-9100. Integrity and Linux. Comfort you can trust.
Everywhere around the world. Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us, and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Here's another satisfied customer of Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog.
Hello, Dal. I wanted to ask you how you happened to bring your bus to Cars.
We checked around the community. Our bus is top priority to transport our residents, so we're always a major concern about safety and inspection. We knew about your character and great reputation, so we lined it up. Cars actually comes over and picks our bus up.
So our concierge service makes it pretty easy for you there at Hilltop, right?
It helps us out tremendously. I mean, we're a very active community.
Thank you. And of course, safety is number one. And we are doing the state safety inspection every 45 days. Isn't that the schedule, Dal?
Every 45 days we have it done. It's a top priority for us when we're out transporting our seniors and veterans in the community.
Obviously. Well, thank you so much for taking our call today, Dal.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 7:55 in the morning. Carl Linda Bott. Hey, our guest is Mike Frank. And, you know, he's the author of a book that just came out called Prosperity with Purpose. But Mike's here in town, along with several of his associates, wants to make Reading literally a hotbed of entrepreneurism. And with his background and what he's been saying, this is a possibility right here.
Yeah.
Right here in River City. Now, we were talking about boot camp and intensive and some of the things you all talk about.
Yeah. There. Well, what makes us unique versus any other kind of entrepreneur program that somebody could go through? You could do it at a university, or you could go travel someplace and maybe a government-sponsored entrepreneur startup kind of a program. But what makes us unique is this. First of all, all of our instructors, all of our teachers are current CEOs of companies. So these are guys who are on the front line of running their own business, and they bring that experience and they bring that relevant information into the classroom, and they're taught by guys that if these guys all charge by the hour, it would be just exorbitantly expensive. But they have an opportunity to sit for 3 days with some of the masters in terms. I call them my Jedi masters. These are guys that have done it. They've been successful at it, and they know what it takes to get a company started.
Is this from the general area here?
Yeah, actually it is. We recruited guys. Some of them have been in the area for a little while. Some of them are brand new, but they all bring just this incredible wealth of experience. So not to put down any of the government programs or anything, but a lot of the government programs, or you're taught by people who have never really run anything, and it's kind of a job to them. But the people we have teaching, it's a passion for them. None of them get any money from doing it. We all volunteer our time, and we're all real concerned about helping Ready prosper economically.
Well, you know, it's the secret. If there's jobs, everything else falls into place.
Yeah.
And we do have bright people. We do have young people out there that some of them have left. Gone off to colleges and universities, stayed away for a while. Now they're kind of coming back into back home because of the lifestyle here. And why shouldn't they be able to have that job and start that business? I mean, and it could be a lot of the technical businesses.
Well, here's an interesting statistic. There was a survey done recently, and it was focused on, you know, college seniors and recent graduates, and they said, how many of you would seriously consider a career as an entrepreneur? And over the years, that number has grown. And you know what that number is right now? It's 71% of that age group said we would seriously consider. Here's the issue. There's nobody on campuses recruiting right now. Where are they going to go to apply for jobs? You have to create your own jobs is the issue.
Hewlett-Packard's is not hiring. It's on a slowdown because they don't know what the future is. I have a young friend, Marine, fought through Fallujah. Good young man's graduating with his degree in entrepreneurship from, I think that's what he said, entrepreneurship and small business from Chico State. But that's what he wants. He wants to have his own business, but he doesn't know exactly what it is yet. Now, see, you would be a perfect place to come to.
Yeah, we're actively doing this. We've had a couple of boot camps already. We put about 60 people through our boot camps. We've had several companies start as a result of that. Time will tell how big they grow, but we're planning on doing another one probably late January, early February, and it's not very expensive to go to it. But it's 3 days that'll change your life.
Well, I tell you what, Mike, we've only got like 30 seconds left, but thank you so much for coming today.
You're welcome.
He's the author of Prosperity with Purpose. It's he and Mike and his associates want to make Reading a hotbed of entrepreneurship. We're going to have you back on. We have a little bit more time, especially as we get closer. And love to have like somebody who's been to a boot camp in here with you to talk
look
about
forward
that.
To it.
Great. It's Carl and the Bot here. Our guest in the next hour will be Colonel Pete Stiglitz running for Congress against the incumbent Wally Herger. Find out what Pete wants to run, what he's bringing to the table here. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio. This is KCNR Shasta Reading.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. It's now 432 dead in the earthquake devastation in Turkey, but a family has been pulled out alive. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin monitoring live in London.
It's a grandmother, her daughter, and her two-week-old baby.
Oh, my God!
Pulled from a crumpled apartment block more than 2 days after the quake hit. Rescue workers in and around the city of Van in southeastern Turkey now using dogs to try to find other survivors, pausing at periods to listen out for cries for help. About 2,000 buildings are destroyed, but the walls of many more are cracked and therefore unusable, Dave.
Alistair, can a flat tax give rise again to Rick Perry? The one-time 2012 Republican frontrunner is unveiling a new economic plan. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
And the plan is optional. It would maintain popular deductions for families earning less than $500,000, also keep current Social Security benefits for those close to or already retired, and cut the tax on Social Security benefits for working seniors. Perry says it would also give younger workers the option of a private Social Security account. Perry unveiling that tax at this hour, Dave.
Now, Rich, President Obama's campaign calls the plan a giveaway to the wealthy. The president today will raise money in San Francisco and Denver. He has a new jobs plan. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern also live in D.C.
This latest effort focuses on job creation for Americans returning from the battlefield. The Obama administration challenging health centers to hire military medics and expand training programs to train veterans for careers as physician assistants. The Federal Health Resources and Services Administration will begin giving priority for grants to universities and colleges that help train veterans for healthcare careers, Dave.
Jared, we're more pessimistic about the economy and the job market. Consumer confidence this month fell to the lowest level since 2009. On Wall Street, the Dow's down about 100. Anti-Wall Street protesters told,
"We out here for you."
It's time to go in Oakland, California. Police moving occupiers out of a city hall encampment full of tents. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
The Home Depot has made a special buy. Right now, Sylvania 60-watt Double Life 8-packs of incandescent bulbs are only $3.97 each. That works out to less than 50 cents a bulb, which also works out nicely for your wallet. So come in, stock up, and save on Sylvania 60-watt Double Life 8-packs right now, only $3.97 each. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. While supplies last, U.S. only 57-watt bulbs in California.
I'm not a doctor, but I play one on the radio. And I've got a cure for your nasty case of lame musicitis. It's available in the reinvented 2012 Toyota Camry. It's called the Intune Multimedia System, which comes with the iHeartRadio app. With a healthy dose of radio stations from around the country, it will soothe your lame musicitis with the healing power of selection. Get healthy with the reinvented 2012 Toyota Camry. It's ready. Are you? Learn more at toyota.com/Camry.
Be sure to obey traffic regulations and maintain awareness of road and traffic conditions. Not available on all models. Data charges may apply. See toyota.com/Intune for details.
Gaddafi is now buried in Libya in a grave somewhere in the desert along with a son and a top aide.
The bodies were moved out of the cold storage container where they were being held on public display for 4 days. They were taken away in secrecy.
Sky News' Emma Hurd in Misrata, Libya. It's not just girls and young women who should be vaccinated from HPV. A U.S. vaccine advisory panel has just recommended 11 and 12-year-old boys should get Merck's Gardasil drug as a preventive from the virus linked to genital warts and oral and anal cancers in both men and boys. In women, HPV can lead to cervical cancer, and there is new HPV worry.
A new study in the Journal of the American College of Cardiology finds the risk of heart attack or stroke double among those who have the type of HPV associated with cancer. The reason for the elevated risk is that HPV produces a protein that interferes with the action of a gene that normally helps the body suppress tumors. Animal studies suggest the same gene appears to be involved with regulating arterial sclerosis, the hardening of the arteries that can lead to heart attack and stroke. Bill Fitka, Fox News Radio.
A big drug bust in Michigan with not your typical suspect.
Leo Sharp is 87 years old, a war vet with three children, and he's now charged with trafficking more than 228 pounds of cocaine. Michigan police say a drug-sniffing dog found the stuff in Sharp's car during a traffic stop on I-94 near Chelsea a few days ago. The Indiana man has told a judge that he was forced at gunpoint to haul the stuff. Ray Richards is his attorney.
It's not what it seems. Most think that, hey, since he had it on him, that he must have known it was there and things of that nature. But there's a lot more to the story to be played out later.
The 87-year-old vet has been released on $10,000 bond and is due in court on November 10th. Jennifer Kuiper, Fox News Radio.
A jury has just convicted a Georgia man of a firearms charge in what authorities said was a plot to take over a Tennessee courthouse with the aim of forcing President Obama out of office. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm a Free Fire Media and Carl Linda Bot. 8:05 in the morning, October the 25th. Linda's on assignment. You won't find her here. You won't. She's just running around today, around town, getting all types of things done. Which, if she didn't do that, then the household would come to a complete grinding halt. So she'll be back tomorrow. We do have Bad Bob, who's going to give the weather.
Well, it looks like a great day today. Beautiful fall day. High near 72. Tonight's low near 47. And as we head up further into the week, pretty much more of the same. Right now in downtown, we are looking at about 60 degrees. And this weather report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Okay, you know what? Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live and chatting at KCNR1460.com. We had Mike Frank on in the last half hour. He was talking about the entrepreneur boot camp and about bringing people with ideas, giving them training with mentors that are CEOs, people who have been very successful in business, from this general area, and so that people can go through a concentrated 3-day training course that with their ideas and help them nurture those ideas. They have a funding angel, I guess is what you'd call that. And when somebody said how much, the question is, frankly, I don't know how much, but I have a feeling that if somebody has a great idea and it looks feasible, that the money will be there for it. And I don't know that for sure, but that's what I believe. I believe that what they have in mind here is that Redding in the North State, it's not just Redding, but Anderson and Red Bluff, all of the North State, could become a hub, could become a hotbed of entrepreneurship. You don't have to be in a big city to do that, to have good ideas and nurture them. You just have to have a community of people, of business, that will do it. The government's not going to do it for you. The government is not going to do it for you. It's going to be private business. We've got to cut back on what the government's doing. We have to let the business, even though people, Occupy Wall Street, all these people are horrible, these corporations. Well, it's the small businesses. It's the small businesses that are the backbone of this country. And there isn't a small business that I know of that wouldn't like to grow larger and be more successful. Why would you be in a business not to be a success? We would be happy to cover the entire United States with Free Fire Radio, besides being on the Internet. Don't think that's going to happen in the next few years. But of course you want to be a success. You don't start a business without wanting to be a success. To fight against success is going to destroy this country. You know, to fight against success, can I say this? I don't think I've ever used this term before. To fight against people being successful in their lives and in their businesses is un-American. It just is. I'm sorry. It just is. I'm just thinking about our country and you know, and how our country, it's a microcosm. Reading is a microcosm of our country. We're in trouble right now because of the economy, because there's no jobs. And Mike Frank laid it out real clear. If you have jobs, the other problems will fall into line. You will have jobs. You will have people employed. You will have money that goes back into the system. You will have taxes. Yes, taxes that pay for the public safety, that pay for the infrastructure. It's all based on one thing, jobs. And speaking of jobs and what's going on in the market is our Wells Fargo advisor, Josh Wiley. Josh, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Well said, I must say. The major averages were lower at the start of this morning's session. The Dow was down by as many as 173 points in the first 30 minutes. Optimism of a formal plan to be announced were dashed after European finance ministers canceled a meeting scheduled tomorrow. Currently, the Dow's down 131 points at 11,781, while the NASDAQ's down 33 at 2,663, and the S&P 500's down 16 at 1,238. Oil's up $2.10 this morning at $93.38 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.21%. Gold's up $25.70 at $1,678, while silver's up 55 cents at $32.19 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, Caterpillar's up 37 cents at $92.13, Coca-Cola's down 41 cents at $67.45, and Netflix is down $42.42. It's $76.45. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. You know, Netflix, I already talked about Netflix. How do you run a company? Follow the Netflix plan. Hey, you know what about the government getting in other people's business, taking away the retirement plan? Well, it just happened. It took an 87-year-old man with his whole retirement in the back of his truck. They stopped him, took that 227 pounds of cocaine, and they're going to put him in jail probably. Carl and the Bot, this is Free Fire Radio.
Folks, I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
Attention all Marines and other allied military personnel. The Shasta Marines invite you to attend their annual birthday ball celebrating the 236th anniversary of the establishment of the United States Marine Corps. Muster Thursday, November 10th at the Red Lion Hotel with no host bar starting at 5:30 with dinner served at 7. The event will feature the renowned Jefferson Pipe Scottish Band. For ticket information, give us a call here at KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Yeah. Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I finally wrote Bad Bob up here. Carl in about 8:12 in the morning, October the 25th. 530-605-4567. Get your fingers next to your dials. We're chatting at KCNR1460.com, so get your fingers next to those keyboards. We have Colonel Pete Stiglitz here. Colonel Pete Stiglitz, who has thrown his hat into the ring and is running for Congress, United States Congress, to be our representative. Welcome aboard.
Well, thank you, Carl. Good to be here. Seems like old times.
Yeah, seems like we've seen you here before. Pete, the first question we've had for a number of people in here is, why are you running? Who are you, yep, and what are you bringing to the table?
Sure.
So take your time here.
Okay, you know, welcome to everybody. It's good to be here, Carl. I wish Linda was here. It was good to see
you,
Linda.
You know, everybody says
I'm
that
sorry.
When she's not here.
She's,
you know what? I'm starting to get a complex
well,
about
you should.
This.
You know, she's certainly a lot better looking than you are. But anyway, moving right along.
You know, that's a brave man who insults a radio show host who
yeah,
just
really.
Has innumerable opinions on things.
Well, anyway, you know, folks, I'm Colonel Pete Stieglitz, Air Force retired, and some of you probably know me or remember my name from the 2010 election. I ran for the second congressional district back then. Now, because of redistricting, it's now the first congressional district, and once again, I'm running. I'm running because, as far as I'm concerned, nothing has changed since 2010. We got off to a good start. Tea parties were really putting the issues front and center, and but in many ways, I feel like the Congress has been deficient, has been deaf, tone deaf on what those issues are. And it's not just the Democrats. I think we all agree that, you know, President Obama and Pelosi and Reid, all of their policies have failed and have been bad for America. And if we have our way come the election in 2012, all of them will be standing in the unemployment line. I have a bigger concern, and I did back in 2010, with Republican incumbents who claim to be conservative, yet in many ways they act more like rhinos or liberals, if you will. And that's, I think, a big problem within the Republican Party. It's one I've been trying to expose and, in fact, brought a few pieces of evidence I want to share with you this morning, if I get a chance, to highlight the struggle that's going on within the Republican Party. And I pointed out back when I ran before about Mr. Herger's votes in Washington, D.C. Now, you know, generally he votes conservative across the board, but I'll tell you what, it only takes one or two bad votes and to ruin a good record. And I would suggest to you his vote on the TARP bailout of the banks was a bad vote. Never should have happened. It was unconstitutional and certainly violated our conservative principles. His passage of the Medicare Part D prescription drugs, putting over $1 trillion of unfunded debt requirement on the American taxpayer and future generations. You know, and in the course of his 20-plus years in Congress, that man has voted for trillions of dollars in additional debt placed upon our American future generations, and he never looked back at that. And I'm really concerned about that and why voters want to give him a pass and allow that to happen. Now, of course, the last thing, Carl, is, you know, this latest deal where we raised the national debt ceiling. What a terrible deal that was for the American taxpayer and for our country at large. It is doing nothing to solve our debt crisis. And yet, Republicans tout that as a successful negotiation. I disagree.
Well, you are truly passionate, you know, with this there.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, this is something you've got a. Okay, well, you know, you're running your campaign out of course, out of the North State here, in Cottonwood or Anderson.
We don't have a formal headquarters right now. We meet at our homes right now. We are a grassroots effort trying to pick up speed and get volunteers to help us out. We got to turn things around, folks. And at the rate we're going, this country is going to implode sooner rather than later. We need to take some swift action. And that's what we're all about.
Well, it seems like whoever is running Congress, whether it's Republicans or the Democrats, that the one thing that they all have in common is spending more money than we take in. Not that we don't take in enough money to run this country well. You know, when we start, you mentioned TARP, you mentioned the drugs, the vote on the
Medicare
prescription,
Part D.
Yeah, the Medicare. What, you know, if you were elected, what is the one thing? And we talked about finance. I mean, what is the first thing, I guess I should say, that you would try to accomplish here?
Well, I mean, clearly we got to stop spending. I mean, we're spending money we don't even have. We're borrowing 43 cents on every single dollar that we spend here in the United States of America. I mean, we are beholding to countries like China that are going to come to us and our children and demand repayment. It's a terrible travesty. So obviously we've got to cut spending. And you look, it's not going to be easy. And if it was easy, Congressman Herger and the rest of those yahoos in Washington, D.C. would have solved this problem a long time ago. You know, this debt that we're facing today, over $15 trillion, you know, we're spending something like $430-some billion every year just on interest alone on the debt, and that's projected to rise to over $1 trillion by 2021. We've got to stop the spending, and we've got to start making cuts. You know, I made my career in the military procurement system for 26 years. I can tell you without any doubt, there is tremendous waste in the Department of Defense. I'm here to tell you that. And so we can cut the Department of Defense. There is room to cut there, folks. Believe me, I'm there. I was there. We've got to shut down some of these departments we have in Washington, D.C. And why Republicans aren't pushing that agenda is beyond me. Department of Education, let's close it down. Department of Energy, what the heck have they accomplished in all these years? Their goal was to make us energy independent. And they failed. Shut them down. Put those people to useful work somewhere else in the private sector.
Okay. We've got to take a break. John, you're on the line. We'll get you as soon as we take the break. We've got 100 questions right here, ranging from flat tax to illegals. And we'll get to all those when we get back from this break. This is Carl Lindbott, our guest, Colonel Pete Stiglitz, a passionate man who believes there should be a change in the Congress makeup, congressional makeup of the United States. And he wants to start it right here in this district.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Today, big trucks and motorhomes are extremely popular, but being very big is a disadvantage if the frame is damaged in a collision. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. These big vehicles need special equipment to repair their long, tough frames. Where do you find the biggest frame rack in Northern California? At Coachmaster, of course. Our machine is 28 feet long, weighs 5,000 pounds, and has over 100 tons of combined pulling power. The pull towers alone weigh over 750 pounds each. Doesn't it make sense that the frame machine should be bigger and stronger than the vehicle? Now, there are plenty of smaller machines around, and we have those too, for use on small and medium-sized vehicles. But we found them inadequate as trucks got bigger and motorhomes became more popular. It's like hunting elephants with a spear. It's inadequate, but sometimes it worked, if you were lucky. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I'd like to thank all of you who ordered your new stoves early. We are running a special now on some of the wood covers for the heaters we have in stock. Don't forget, now's the time to start changing those fuel filters on your tanks. Let Danny know when you're putting in your fuel order, and we'll bring them out with the delivery. For all the deer hunters, we have the small propane bottles, 2.5 to 9 gallon. For the folks that like that warm and fuzzy feeling of the internet, remember, NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com. You can order fuel, check out our stoves, or just browse online. For the person starting to put your lawn tools away in the shed, remember the ethanol-free 93. That way it'll be ready to start next time you want to fire them up. Terry's been doing a lot more of the pay-forward accounts, which will help you through the winter, not having a big bill. And remember, calling in early for your kerosene orders will save you a lot of money as fuel prices keep going up. Northern Lights Energy, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. Stand in the place of what? What's that? What's that?
Little REM.
Oh. 8:23 in the morning, October the 25th. I know I'd get too excited about that. You know, I can't follow the chat room. You guys are so fast in here. And we've got the phone lines filled up. Let's go to the first one. John, good morning. You have a question for Pete Stiglitz.
Good morning, Carl. How are you this morning?
You know
good
what?
Morning to Linda in absentia. Good morning to Bad Bob. And hi, Pete. How you doing?
Hi, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great. Listen, I got a couple of questions for you, as I usually do. But first of all, I'd like to say that I'd like to have you have an opportunity to debate Wally Herger, even though he says he doesn't, debate any Republican opponents because it's contrary to the best interest of the party. I don't agree with that. It's contrary to the best interest of the people not to debate the issues with your opponents. Now, that being said, I'd like to have you get a cardboard figure of him on stage and just go ahead and state your policies and let him state his, because his could be stated very well by a cardboard figure.
Bada boom, bada bing. You know, I did do a debate last time I ran with the sponsored by the Bostonian Tea Party. Mr. Herger was not there. You know, it'll be interesting this time because it's an open primary. So
right.
We've got Democrats and Republicans running for the top two slots. So I wonder how that's going to change his policy.
Well, he'll be the only one in absentia because he thinks he can run on the fact that he has just won 23 times and not going to ever lose, and I don't think that's necessarily the case. I still haven't really asked you a question. I'm going to ask you one here because I think it's important. Two things. First of all, the policy that overflows from the military as well of if you don't spend it, you lose it, is a philosophy that's going to have to be eventually addressed in the government, that once these appropriations are made, they don't have to be spent.
Couldn't agree more. I thought it was a crazy policy in the military.
I did, too. I absolutely did. And that's, I think, one of the reasons we're in the bind that we are with the government spending right now. That being said, though, what I'd like to have you address is the issue of border sovereignty, and how you feel about closing down the borders and doing something to control the illegals, including putting the hiring of illegals as a prosecutable offense by business.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I've always been a strong supporter of border security. I've written articles about it, and for sure we need to secure our border, whatever it takes. If it means that, obviously, we got to finish the fence. I think that's the first line of defense there. You know, I heard this morning on the radio somebody said, hey, if we can send troops down to Korea to secure their border, why can't we put troops on our own borders and secure our borders here in the United States of America?
That's the philosophy of Ron Paul, and I would like you to address that, and I'll take that answer off the phone, but I'd like to know if you're a supporter of Ron Paul and his policies on bringing America back to prominence.
Yeah, I don't. I can't tell you. I know specifically what Ron Paul's policy is in bringing America back to prominence. As far as border security is concerned, I'm a big advocate, and always have been, of making E-Verify mandatory and fully funding that, making it mandatory for all employers to use that system. Once they've checked it and validated that the individual is legal or not legal, then their responsibility ends right there. That's an important thing. Mr. Herger voted against funding mandatory E-Verify. I would certainly enforce our existing law. I don't think we need any comprehensive immigration reform at this point in time. I think that's just another euphemism for amnesty, if you will. So I think enforce our current laws, take away all the incentives that are out there, federal as well as state incentives, that keep pulling the illegals into the United States. That's got to stop, folks. You know, I just mentioned, too, I also noticed Heritage Foundation released a study recently. They estimate 12 to 15 million illegals, costing us, American taxpayer, over $2.2 trillion every year.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Pete. Okay, John, thanks a lot. Okay, Charles, good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Yeah. We have somebody on the Republican side running against Wally Herger, who has taken very much the same positions that Colonel Stiglitz is taking. I'm referring now to Greg Cheadle. And is the colonel concerned at all about the three-way aspect of the race if he wants to win, he's going to have to really pull ahead of two people on the Republican side, not just one. And so I'd like to get his comments on the three-way race aspect of it. I'll take my answer on the air. Thank you.
Thank you, Charles.
Hey, Charles, thanks for your question. I wouldn't say I'm concerned about it. There's a fellow who had recently announced out of Susanville, and of course there's Cheadle and myself and then Mr. Herger and then Jim Reed on the Democratic side. And who knows who else may jump in the race between now and sometime early next year.
Do we really know that Congressman Herger's running again?
We can only assume he is, but not no official
I haven't heard that officially. He said he's going to run again. I don't want to start that kind of rumor around, but I haven't heard him say it. And I've asked people, has anybody heard officially that the congressman is running? Of course, he's running, and some good points here is that with an open primary, it's the ones who get the two highest vote getters.
Yeah.
So Jim Reed may not even be in this.
May not be.
Or is that just state elections we're talking about? Is that just state election? This is a national election.
The top two?
Yeah, the top two.
That's this election for the congressional seat.
Well, but the bottom line here is that after the primaries, then things are really going to heat up. But Charles is saying with so many people in it, it seems to work for the incumbent.
Yeah, I suppose that's one way of looking at it, of course. I'm just going to get out there and put my message out, and I'm going to do it with a lot of passion, maybe too much passion sometimes. But doggone it, I love this country so much, and I don't just say those words lightly. I served this country for 26 years in the military, and I cannot sit idly by watching this country grind to a halt. So that's why I'm in this race one more time. And the good Lord willing, I will prevail with my message, with my passion, and folks are ready for a change now. We cannot continue to just keep putting the same people in, the same ones that got us in this mess, the same ones that refused to solve these problems when they had a chance to do so. It's time for a change.
Okay, our guest, Colonel Pete Stiglitz, who is running for Congress, wants to... has put his hat in the ring and has got strong feelings for what's going on in this country. This is Free Fire Radio.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. Muammar Gaddafi, dead and now buried in a secret location in Libya with one of his sons and an aide. Secret, so it doesn't become an attraction. With a new Libyan government in transition, Defense Secretary Leon Panetta says of Gaddafi's old weapons,
we need to do what we can to determine where those weapons are. And try to secure them as soon as we can.
Secretary Panetta speaking to reporters in Tokyo. Signs of stabilization in the housing market.
Prices for new and previously occupied homes increased from July to August in 10 of the 20 cities tracked by Standard & Poor's Case-Shiller Index. The biggest increases were in Washington, Chicago, and Detroit.
Fox News Radio's Steve Taylor. In Oakland, California. Police clear out a plaza in front of City Hall where anti-Wall Street protesters had been camping out for a couple of weeks. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Fields Jewelers, family owned and operated since 1953, with exceptional customer service, high quality, fine jewelry, perfect gifts for every budget, jewelry repairs, renewals, and appraisals. Fields Jewelers, three generations of family tradition. Quality service, trusted jewelers, continued tradition. Fields Jewelers, 221-0230 or online at fjredding.com.
At North Valley Bank, we're making home ownership easier than ever with more lenders and more home loan options. In addition to conventional fixed and adjustable rate mortgages, we now offer VA, USDA, FHA, HomePath, and jumbo loans. And now we're giving you the chance to win one of three $1,000 home improvement gift cards. Any residential mortgage loan funded between June 1 and December 31, 2011 will be automatically entered to win. Just go to NOVB.com and visit our online real estate loan center or any of our convenient locations to complete your pre-approval application. Don't miss out. Apply today, online, in person, or call 530-226-2930. More choices, more service. No purchase or account necessary to enter or win. Must be 18 years of age or older to enter. Need not be present to win. See official contest rules for more details. Offer ends December 31, 2011. North Valley Bank, Equal Housing Lender.
Escape for a fabulous evening of exotic cuisine and entertainment during the Taste of Greece at Mercy Oaks on Saturday, November 12th. Enjoy a mouth-watering array of authentic Greek dishes and pastries, followed by Greek dancing and music. Your $40 donation helps support the St. George Greek Orthodox Church Building Fund. Seating is limited. Call Nina Pappas for reservations at 246-8809. That's 246-8809. The Taste of Greece, Saturday, November 12th at Mercy Oaks, just off College View Drive.
Doctor, can you help me? I have the Sunday blahs.
Oh, yes, I can. You know, and it's quite simple to solve. It's the Don Shulman Show with his co-host, Judy Maxwell, every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on 1460 a.m.
Do you really think it'll work?
Oh, yes. It has worked for thousands of others with the same problem you've had.
I can't wait. Oh, thank you. Let me give you a big smoot.
Oh, my. The Don Shulman Show, every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. KCNR, 1460 a.m., the home of Free Fire Media.
Bibles, Books, and More, the Good Book Store at 2025 Hilltop Drive. We are more than just a bookstore. We are your full-service Christian bookstore. Bibles, Books, and More is the only store in the North State to offer mail-to-jail services. Looking for a way to make that Bible you bought as a gift something special? We offer in-house imprinting services for a fraction of the cost you'll find online. At Bibles, Books, and More, special orders are our specialty. Bibles, Books, and More at 2025 Hilltop Drive.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, 8:35 in the morning, October the 25th. Carl Linda Bott, Linda's on assignment, 503-486-22-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460. We're chatting there, and the chat room is just going for it. I can't. You know what? There's so many things going on here. I just crashed my computer. I had to bring it back up again. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, D.C. Tim and the Man in Black. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans, great conversation. They're not going to blow dry your hair or put gel on your face. They just give haircuts. They shave around your ears. They shave the back of your neck. They are great guys. Man's last stronghold. What can I say? Cypress Square Barbershop. Go on in and say hello. Our guest is Colonel Pete Stiglitz, and Pete is running for the U.S. representative seat here in our district. He has very passionate feelings about illegals, about the economy, about borrowing more than we have, spending more than we take in. We have a caller, Cheryl. Good morning.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Clifford. I'm Pete's campaign manager. I just want to make sure people know that there is contact information to volunteer for Pete. When he said we're a grassroots organization, that didn't mean we're not organized. We have a staff, we have a treasurer, and two campaign managers. And I want people to know that if they want to volunteer for Pete, they can call me at 276-9171. They can email us at ColonelPete2012@yahoo.com. And his website, ColonelPete.com, will be newly up in a week.
Okay, Cheryl.
Hey, thanks, Cheryl. It was awful brave of you to give your phone number out.
Well, they got to be able to reach us.
Yeah,
and,
I agree.
He's taking donations already, so yeah. We're ready to go.
Yeah, and thanks, Cheryl, for all your help and the rest of the team.
Okie doke. Bye.
Thanks, Cheryl. Hey, okay, Pete, a couple of things. Flat tax. How do you feel about a flat tax?
Well, a flat tax is one proposal that's out there. I think Gingrich has proposed a flat tax, about 18%. There's a lot of good proposals out there. Of course, Herman Cain's 999 proposal, which is getting a lot of press lately. I do have some concerns about that because we're not only keeping the income tax, but we're also creating a new tax, a sales tax. I've always been a fan of the fair tax, consumption tax. However, that might be difficult to implement in a expeditious way because we have an amendment. I think it's the 16th Amendment that authorizes the income tax. So that would probably have to be changed in order to go ahead and implement the fair tax. But and I think that's the reason Cain has come out with the 999, which is the first step towards the implementation of a fair tax, a consumption tax. That way everybody pays. There's no hidden economy anymore. You go out and buy something that's on the list to be taxed, you're going to pay something to it. So that captures all the the hidden economy that's going on, plus all the illegals that are out there that may not be paying any kind of taxes at all. They will pay a consumption tax. So I'm a fan of a fair tax. And flat tax is okay, I suppose, but my preference would be the fair tax.
Okay. You have some facts here about the Republican Party and their platform committees.
I do, and this kind of goes with I come down hard on Representative Herger for his votes that we went over earlier as being not conservative, not holding true to conservative values, and I'll stand on that till probably the day I die. But I want to bring that closer to home because I think Californians need to understand this. This battle is going on within the Republican Party right here in California. And just very briefly, and I think you'll be shocked when you hear some of this, at least I hope you will, the California GOP Platform Committee met this summer, and they set up a drafting committee to make suggestions on rewriting the platform for the GOP. And I just want to highlight some of the changes that this platform committee suggested. When it went ultimately to a vote by the full committee, the changes were voted down, and they kept the existing conservative platform for the GOP here in California. But I'll also point out that our very own chairman here at the Republican Central Committee in Shasta County voted to accept these changes, which I think is totally offbeat from true conservative values. Here's an example. There's different sections to the platform. Aging of Californians is the first one. They totally removed the wording about protecting the rights and whatnot of aging of Californians. Totally deleted it. Under crime and justice, they wanted to delete support for three strikes and for Jessica law. They suggested deleting support for the death penalty. I'm just going to go through these real fast. Education, under that section, this committee suggested that they delete support for school vouchers and homeschooling and educational savings accounts and abolishing bilingual education. They wanted to remove that stipulation there. They don't have a problem with bilingual education. They wanted to remove support for merit-based admission to public colleges and universities. Under the environment, they removed any wording about supporting domestic energy here in the United States. It's just amazing to me. These are fundamental principles of the Conservative Party, and yet we have our own Republicans in the state of California, at least some of them within the party, trying to change this. Opposition to quotas removed. Opposition to special rights based on sexual orientation removed. Under family. Support for two-parent family and marriages defined as between one man and one woman would have been removed by this group that was providing these inputs to the platform committee. They totally took out the section on federalism, which talks about states' rights under the 10th Amendment. And I'm almost done here. Let me just quickly finish this here. Under immigration, support for terminating federal and state benefits for illegal aliens would be removed from the GOP platform here in California. They totally took out the whole section on national defense and veterans affairs. This is our very own Republican Party. Fortunately, all of these things failed. And this goes on and on. Here's one for you, Carl. You like this one. The right to keep and bear arms. They would have deleted support for statewide legislation allowing concealed carry. They would have removed that support. They would have removed support for elimination of waiting periods to purchase firearms. Right to life, support for Roe v. Wade would have been removed had they had their way. And, that's about it. It goes on and on, Carl.
It didn't pass, though, right?
No, they actually went back to the platform committee. But, again, the chairman of the Shasta County Republican Central Committee voted to accept all of these changes. She's leading the show here in Shasta County. I totally disagree with her position on this. You know, we need to stick with our conservative values and fight hard for them, folks. That's all we've got left.
Okay. Colonel Pete Stiglitz is our guest today. He's running for Congress against the incumbent, Wally Herger. 8:42 in the morning, October the 25th. It's 60 degrees downtown. It's going up to about 78 today. This is Free Fire Radio. Join us after these messages.
Jenny.
The
top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I'd like to thank all of you who ordered your new stoves early. We are running a special now on some of the wood covers for the heaters we have in stock. Don't forget, now's the time to start changing those fuel filters on your tanks. Let Danny know when you're putting in your fuel order and we'll bring them out with the delivery. For all the deer hunters, we have the small propane bottles, 2.5 to 9 gallon. For the folks that like that warm and fuzzy feeling of the internet, remember, NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com. You can order fuel, check out our stoves, or just browse online. For the person starting to put your lawn tools away in the shed, remember the ethanol-free 93. That way it'll be ready to start next time you want to fire them up. Sherry's been doing a lot more of the pay-forward accounts, which will help you through the winter, not having a big bill. And remember, calling in early for your kerosene orders will save you a lot of money as fuel prices keep going up. Northern Lights Energy, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
North State Living, it's a good life forged by generations of determined, hardworking, independent pioneers and patriots like you. At Scott Valley Bank, we know when we work together, we make our good life better. We stand by our customers, strong, trustworthy, and proud, powered by their hopes and dreams, ready for the next challenge. Discover the Scott Valley Bank advantage today, serving Reading at 185 Hartnell across from Raley's. Scott Valley Bank, locals helping locals since 1858, member FDIC.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and about 8:45 in the morning. It is October the 25th. Phone lines here are 605-4567. KCNR1460.com is how we stream, and the chat room is just, you know, just there's so many things going in the chat room. And we got questions, of course, for Colonel P. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's in there, has great coffee, great cold drinks. You can buy deluxe gourmet coffee beans in pound bags and not these 12-ounce bags that they sell you, you know, flustering them off like they're pound bags. They give you, they've got every type of coffee-making device there that you can imagine, and they'll show you how to use it. And, of course, every person who has or enjoys a cigar has the finest walk-in humidor in the state right there at Tobacco and Brew. Joe and Shelley support our community. They give discounts to veterans. They have a meeting room that people can use for community events. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Our guest, Colonel Pete Stiglitz, who has thrown his hat in the ring. He is running against Wally Herger for the congressional seat for our district. And the question that came in from the chat room, Pete, is Obamacare. What's your thoughts on Obamacare?
A travesty of the legislative process. I don't think anybody's even read the doggone bill yet. Like Pelosi said, you'll have to pass it first before you know what's in it. It's lunacy what Congress did in passing that health care bill. Health care makes up about 1/6 of the U.S. economy, and frankly, that bill is unconstitutional from the very beginning, and I would expect the United States Supreme Court, when they hear that case probably in the next year, that they will be throwing it out as totally unconstitutional. Government cannot force average Americans, any Americans, to purchase a commodity like they're trying to do there. And it does nothing to solve our health care cost issues. You know, I would rather not turn everything over to the government. That's certainly not the solution. Look, 26 years in procurement in the military, I know there are better ways to do business than military procurement or government bureaucracy. It's the free marketplace. That's where the solutions are. And, you know, you've all heard all the different other options that are out there, which we're not moving out on. Medical co-ops, tort reform. What have we done on tort reform? Where are the Republicans in pushing tort reform or loser pay so that we cut out all these crazy lawsuits that achieve nothing and only add costs? I think it's clear where I stand. Obamacare needs to go, and I think the U.S. Supreme Court will be helping us out very shortly on that.
Do you think there's any room for, if you look at Medicare as a form of socialized medicine, TRICARE for the military? Where they help the veterans. Is there any room in our government to help people?
Well, absolutely there is room in our government to help people. And we certainly, those that cannot afford, we need to make sure we have a risk pool, medical care for them. I'd like to defer to the states to set up those kind of risk pools for folks of low income that can't afford it on their own. And that's the way I feel about that. I think TRICARE, I mean, when you pay into those things from the get-go and the promises are made, the government needs to fulfill those promises. So anybody who's currently on Medicare, don't worry about it. You get your medical care. But future generations, folks, these entitlements are driving us down into the toilet. And we've got to go in there and make some changes and repeal some of the entitlements, because the country will fall if we don't get working on these things real quick.
Okay, let's go to the phones. Bruce, you have a question for Pete.
Good morning. Got a couple of questions for you. One is, how in the world are you going to convince people of the lousy record that Herger has on illegal immigration? I've been pounding him for the last 20 years, and he's got his talking points. But what he does is he's got some really bad things that he's voted for, like 13 different times he voted for illegal immigration. I think that's a huge issue that people would resonate with you on. And the other, would you do a constitutional amendment to get rid of anchor babies here?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that's part of my platform. You betcha. Supreme Court has ruled that anchor babies, babies born to illegals in country, are entitled to U.S. citizenship. I disagree, but the only way we're going to change that is probably a constitutional amendment, since the Supreme Court's already ruled on that. Clearly they are not, should not be given citizen status. And I thank you for your comments, Mr. Herger. If you have some examples, please send them to me, about Mr. Herger's position on illegal immigration. I do know he co-sponsored a bill that, would have allowed, set up a program, basically an amnesty program for illegals working in agriculture, would have granted them permanent residency status in the United States after working in the fields. And I made that point last time around, I don't know if everybody heard it or not, but it's certainly a form of amnesty. And to pick out the agricultural area over all the other areas where illegals are, it makes no sense. Obviously, there's some favoritism there. So you and I are in total agreement. And send me those examples if you have them.
I surely will. And absolutely. And it's a wink and a nod with Herger on this. He raises about $300,000 from motel owners and ranchers and stuff, people like that, that they use these kind of people. And we do need to make a difference. Something to do with this illegal situation. It's getting to the point to where we're almost a third world country here in California.
I agree.
Anyway, we thank you, Pete.
You bet, sir. Thanks
all
for
right.
the call.
Yeah. Hey, Bruce, thanks a lot. We've got to take a break here. Carl on the bot. 8:51 in the morning. Right here on Free Fire Radio. Colonel Pete Stiglitz is our guest. You know what, Pete, I just wish you'd get a little more passionate about the things you talk about. You know, you've already blown out three of our receivers so far. Hey, we'll be back in a second.
We need passion.
Just a small town girl.
Want a brand new kitchen for eternity? Walk into Celestial Bliss at Wind River Casino and play a little slice of heaven swipe to win giveaway. The more you play, the more chances you'll have to win all new appliances from Carmona's Appliances. Why not have your slice and eat it too? Giving away over $20,000 in prizes. Swipe to win and play to win. Just use your free River Club card daily. Don't have a River Club card? Don't wait in line. You can register online for your new River Club card and get free play. The rewards are endless. Ask about double entry bonuses. Don't miss weekly drawings for free slot play on Mondays and Fridays. The big giveaway is on Monday, October 31st, where you can win your dream kitchen for eternity. Swipe to win, play to win. New machines are just waiting to hit the jackpot. For more information on Wind River's A Little Slice of Heaven Swipe to Win promotion, log on to windriver.com or check us out on Facebook. Better yet, head down to Wind River Casino and check out your brand new dream kitchen from Carmona's Appliances. Carmona's. It's better on the river.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis from Gramavaglia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
That magical time of year is approaching once again when the Pilgrim Congregational Church, designed by Frank Lloyd Wright, is transformed into a Renaissance-era castle for the annual Shasta High School Madrigal Dinner. This enchanting program includes vocal, drama, and instrumental entertainment and an authentic feast. The dinners will be held Wednesday through Saturday evening, starting December 7th through the 17th. Tickets always sell out early, so mark your calendar to purchase yours on Saturday, November 5th, and again on November 17th at the David Marr Theater Lobby at the Shasta Learning Center on Eureka Way. Be a part of these 8 memorable nights of seasonal dinner theater, the Shasta High School Annual Madrigal Dinner. More information online at madtickets.org.
Hi, I'm Dennis Miller. Join me Monday through Friday from 9 to noon on KCNR 1460 AM.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. What happened to I Won't Back Down? There you go. Carl Lindebaugh. Hey, this is the last segment right here. We won't back down. You know what? We value those who come on our show and they don't back down. 8:55 in the morning, October the 25th. Hey, tomorrow we're going to have Jim Nielsen on. We'll be calling in. And there's a lot of things going on, as you know. But something else is happening this weekend. There's a fundraiser for Loaves and Fishes down at the grocery outlet. They're going to have the Bella Vista Farms Petting Zoo, balloons, hot dogs. It's going to go on from 10 to 12. And this is a great way to help out some people that help the very less fortunate in our community. I mean, it just is face to facts. They're there. It's happened. It's the holiday season. We're talking about children. We're talking about parents that have been working hard, trying, and it's just not enough. So Loaves and Fishes from 10 to 2 will be down at the grocery outlet on a fundraiser. So head on down there and help out. We're going to go down there and stop through there. Also, if you go to loavesandfishesreading.com, you can see how you can help with the Loaves and Fishes, what they're doing and within the community. Our guest, Colonel Pete Stiglitz, is here. Colonel Pete's running against Wally Herger for the U.S. House of Representatives for El Numero Uno. Okay, Pete, you got the last 3 minutes here.
Oh, great. Well, thanks, Carl. And it's been a real pleasure being here, and I hope I didn't burn up the mics too badly here. I do have a lot of passion.
We do have these filters that I keep telling. I keep looking at Bob, you know, tone this down a little bit.
Yeah, well, you know, and I apologize to the listeners if I sound like I'm really passionate on this stuff, but gosh darn it, I really am, and I think you need to be when you think about going to Washington, D.C. and trying to deal with those yahoos in Washington. You've got to be passionate and believe in what you're saying. You know, one thing I wanted to point out in a couple minutes I have is, the veterans are an important consideration here in the North State. And as the legislative liaison for the Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council, I did some research starting last year on Mr. Herger's support of veterans legislation. I just want to throw a few numbers out because I think a lot of veterans will be surprised about this. I looked to see how many bills, veterans bills, he has co-sponsored. That's just co-sponsoring, meaning he puts his name on the bill, supporting the bill and what it's trying to do. It doesn't mean it's going to get passed. Doesn't mean it's going to get funded. But let me just share this with you because I think it's eye-opening. Back in 2010, I checked, out of 24 bills that were pending for veterans to benefit veterans and their families, out of 24 pending in the House of Representatives for hopefully for consideration and a vote, Mr. Herger supported or co-sponsored zero. I recently went back in 2011, just a month or two ago, and checked again. And out of 16 pieces of veterans legislation that are pending for consideration, Mr. Herger only co-sponsored one, and that was the one that everybody got behind that said, hey, if the government shuts down, we're going to continue to pay our military. So I think that speaks volumes, and I think veterans need to understand what's going on behind the scenes there. And, you know, and then he co-sponsored a whole bunch of other bills, including better use of light bulbs was one, the National Baseball Hall of Fame Commemorative Coin Act, and a whole slew of others, folks, that to me don't even come close to racking up against our veterans and our military. So, again, those are his co-sponsorship, very dismal performance record in that regard. So veterans need to understand, it's one thing to talk the talk. It's a whole other thing to actually walk the walk. And, you know, these photo ops at the vet home opening and the cemetery and those kinds of things, that's great. But the real proof is in the pudding. And I encourage voters, as I wind things up here, Carl, to be real serious voters here. Be critical voters. Just don't vote for somebody. I don't care who it is. Because they're the good old boy, because they go to your barbecue. Folks, the country cannot survive. The state cannot survive using that kind of mentality anymore. You've got to be critical voters. The time is now. We started the clean sweep of Congress in 2010, and I'm here to tell you we ought to continue that sweep, and it's time to put America first. Thanks, Carl.
Okay. Wow. Thanks a lot there, Colonel Pete Stiglitz, for coming in today and sharing with us what you stand for. Of course, we'll have every one of our candidates on Free Fire Radio, so everybody can. So you can learn. You can learn what they all stand for, what they, you know, what they want to do. Of course, you know, Congressman Herger is always welcome here. Has been a guest several times. He'll be back on, and I'd like, you know, to hear if he really is going to run this time. And if he doesn't, that should throw things into quite the. I should be like a regular veritable tornado of candidates running here for this. Tomorrow, like I said, we got Assemblyman Jim Nielsen. There's a lot of things going on. You know, one is that sewer, the you know, what happened with the septic tanks. Thank goodness that was shot down or changed. We've got, you know, again, we've got more Second Amendment questions. We have so many other things going on that concern us down in Sacramento. And Jim always gives us a real good update of what's going on. What a day. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Casey and Arshester.